What's good, y'all? This is Abby
and Flo,
and we're here with a couple of guests. Tonight, we have repeat guests, my cousins Amanda and Crystal. My older sister, Alicia, and from Maria's brother-in-law, Trey.
Yes, definitely.
He also has a podcast called the Henny and Hookah Chronicles.
Yes,
All right, so today, I mean, we're gonna go off of one of the hottest topics right now. If you've seen them, then you know we're about to talk about the R. Kelly, Surviving R. Kelly, the documentary series.
I mean, there's no way that you couldn't have seen it or seen it on your social media.
It's definitely somewhere. Because they have been talking about this nonstop since before it aired.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to the point that R. Kelly had to feel like, nah, we gotta try to cut this shit out.
You feel
me? But like, nah, fam. They washed their ass by putting that he has...
Allegedly,
saying
he
that...
He has always denied all the claims and stuff. But we know that's bullshit.
Listen, the funniest shit ever is this meme. And the guy asked him, he was like, do you like teenage girls? And he was like,
how old?
Like,
when you say teenage, how old? You, like, how nasty can you be, my nigga?
Not only that, but
18. That's a teenager.
Yeah, but even still, 19. Like, you shouldn't even have to ask, like.
Like, once you say teenager, it's like, fam, just say no.
Let's put that specific nowadays, though. Clearly.
When he was asked this question, he was in his 40s, nigga. Like, teenage girls shouldn't even be, like, a thing.
But not that's even true. That. Like, when he did this interview, because it was an interview, this was after he got acquitted of all charges in his, like, trial. Like, this was, like, literally his first interview right after.
Fam,
was the easiest question. He could have just said, no, sir.
Not only that, the guy who interviewed him was like, what teenagers? Like,
anyone in their teens?
He was, like, 19. He was like, yeah, I guess. Like, fam. And then he said that. The guy said that he knew that he answered wrong. Like, this is one of the simplest questions that I can ask you. And you really get... He said that he ain't even saying it. Like, he just let him, like... Put his foot in his mouth, like when you say teenagers, what age do you? Nigga, teenager, you nasty.
That shit.
Ew.
It was just
ridiculous. Nasty.
Even just like the whole documentary, the first 2 days, because I mean today is the last two,
and I heard it's gonna turn up in episode to like the fifth one. I heard they're gonna like that one's it. Like that's where like the real heavy shit is gonna come out.
Well, I mean,
I got that shit recorded.
I'm gonna have to go to your house and view it. But just even like you have to see it in sequence too, because like the first two episodes kind of like lays the foundation down from like for the second two, and then obviously the second two do it for the last two. But it was just.
It was a lot.
I just gotta say that every fucking body in his camp needs to go to jail.
They all nasty.
Including
all of
the parents of these young girls. Because where the fuck were you?
Right.
I agree.
Like, where the fuck were you?
These kids for weeks at a time, days. Why do you not know where your child is past 10 o'clock?
It's one of those things, being familiar with this whole entire field, with entertainment, stuff like that. And it's a realistic thing. Parents will sacrifice their children for finances. And the funny thing is, when a kid is a minor, if you're 13 years old and your child starts, 14 years old and your child starts, 16, that money technically is not really yours because you're a child.
Yeah.
And your parents has put you in all these positions. So, if you are trying to be a musician and, I can sing a little bit. R. Kelly said he's interested. He needs me to fly over here so that I can... And parents would be like, hey, you know, this could be our shot.
But don't send the kids by themselves.
Exactly. That's why you have momagers. That's why you have people who's invested in that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. Some people are like, somebody got to work. Now, the toughest thing is most people, single parent homes. If a mother's by herself, she has to work. Mm-hmm. She can't sacrifice her time like that. So then who goes?
That's true.
Next thing you know, you got, pee videos. But,
That shit is crazy.
I'm sorry. Like,
but wait, didn't y'all say that P Video's dad was his drummer?
Yes, it was his bass player. So, I mean, that just says a lot. But even still, like, I'm sorry. There's no amount, as a mom, and I have a boy. But even more so, if I had a girl, like, there's no amount of money that I will let you sacrifice, that I will sacrifice my child for anything. Like, and they're a minor. Like, once you're 18, like...
It's a part of business.
You know, yes, it's a part of the business, but still. Like, I'm sorry. Their parents need to go to fucking jail for child endangerment. And everybody, his assistant, his tour manager, they went and got him these little girls. Let's not even talk about how his assistant forged signatures for Aaliyah to marry him at 15.
Yeah. And made it seem like she was 18, yep. But not only that, you know how the parents put out a statement saying, oh, we don't know this woman, that's lies, we were with Aaliyah all the time when she went on tour. Okay, if y'all was with her all the time, how did they even get to get married? Right. Where the fuck were you when they went to fucking City Hall or wherever the hell they went? Where were you?
They didn't go to City Hall. Somebody came to them.
Well, where were you? Not with her.
Right.
And it took you 2 months to fucking cancel that shit. Like, you know, come on, bro. Come on.
I just think he's a sicko. He has issues. And for the life of me, I don't understand. I mean, I guess it's all in the context of how much money he has, how big he is. Because even to this day, like, after, like, the first 2 episodes aired, all you saw on Facebook and Instagram is, like, the divide between people who are like, oh, I'm still an R. Kelly fan, blah, blah, blah.
That's the
and
wildest shit to
some
me.
People trying to, like, legitimize or give excuses for what he was doing. Mm-hmm. And then other people are just like, nah, cancel R. Kelly. Like, he could go play in traffic, whatever.
Fam. Like, one of the girls that, one of the survivors, she said that she went to his trial. That's where she met him.
She was 14.
And she went to the trial to meet him. And then afterwards, he hit her up like, yo, come through.
Like, after his trial.
And then the first time they met, he whipped out his dick. Like,
that guy's a savage.
Like, yo, he nasty as hell.
Yeah, but you, I think we also, like, have to look at it in the context of, he is this, like, mega star.
No, wait,
right?
Not only to... No, he used to call himself the Pied Piper of fucking R&B. Like, you're fucking nasty, my nigga. Right. Nasty.
But he's... It's the same kind of thing with... I mean, not the same exact thing, but the whole thing with, like, Bill Cosby. They are these mega, big, powerful people that people think, oh, they could get me here. They can make my career. Oh, they have so much money. Okay, allegedly with... With R. Kelly, supposedly he has ties to the mob.
Yeah, he definitely
or some
had
shit,
mob ties.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like this whole big issue of, oh, you know, like he can make my career. And then he's this big megastar. Like, people just dropping pennies. Like, what the f- like,
wait,
y'all got no morals?
He has ties to the mob.
Like, what
mob
the fuck?
Yeah. That- and there was a book that I read called Daddy's Little Freak. It was like,
Why you read that book, Abby?
I'm trying to figure out why you read that book.
Abby, you asking Abby? Because they told me that it was one of the survivors talking about her situation with R. Kelly.
Oh, okay.
Like, she described how she met him, the like, the him having her hostage, not feeding her for 3 days, beating on her, all
that
extra shit.
That's what one of the girls said, too.
And in the book, and I think it's the same one that wrote that book, because in the book, she doesn't put her name. She just puts, the author is Daddy's Little Freak. Mm-hmm. And you know, and it on the line, he makes us call him daddy. You know, he had me,
everybody's story.
He had me.
Thing.
He didn't feed me for 3 days. He had me chained up. Supposedly, she had a bodyguard, and he will have threesomes with the bodyguard and her. Meaning that
they ran a train on him.
No, and he was fucking the bodyguard, the guy.
Wow.
Yes, and then the girl and the guy started like, you know, fucking around, and then the nigga disappeared.
Wait, what?
Yes. The bodyguard disappeared. Like,
so
and
the
he
bodyguard
did,
started sleeping with her by themselves.
Yeah, because he used to watch her all the time when he wasn't there. So after they had a threesome, obviously they were like, she said that his sex was better, but she would never tell that to R. Kelly because he would fuck her up. But he some way, one way or another, he ended up finding out or something because the nigga just stopped showing up. And she didn't dare ask him, what happened to this guy?
Right.
He's going to be
right.
Like, why the fuck you care?
Wow.
You
feel that me? Shit is crazy. That man is sick.
He is.
It, wait. This but so I saw this before we even started like recording earlier today. And during the series, it says like during his trial and during, like, after he got arrested and all this stuff, he's just dropping songs, dropping songs, dropping songs. Bruh, why did he drop a song yesterday?
Are you fucking serious?
I'm dead ass. He dropped a song yesterday.
No, he didn't.
I swear to God.
That's what I heard, that he dropped the song.
He dropped a song yesterday. Like, just basically just, like, taking advantage of the thing in his dream.
You don't think that, like, this whole documentary or whatever it is happened for a reason? Like, why out of nowhere? Why now, first of all?
No, it's always been in the works.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying, but why now, at this very moment, and all of a sudden he just drops a song? Like, that don't make no fucking sense to me.
I think he knew it was going to come out because it's about him. I think he was like, I'm going to ride this shit like I did last time.
Exactly. And his music, where was it? I don't know which outlet was it.
I think Spotify.
It saw a 16% increase since the episodes came out.
People are fucking nasty.
Well, I also think that a portion of it is because people trying to on the second day of, like, episodes three and four, they were basically saying how during his trial, like, people were basically connecting the dots with some of his songs. And in his songs, it's like, this is him basically telling everybody what the fuck he does.
Of course.
So, but that's what I'm saying. A lot of people are probably like, well, yeah, I know.
They're trying to re-listen to them songs.
Exactly.
And be like, this thing was nasty, man.
Right.
Seems like you're ready. That's like,
the toughest thing.
You're talking to a 12-year-old. Fucking dirty.
Is it give up them old?
Yeah, but I feel like, I need to connect the dots.
I feel like people thought he was nasty, just like regular nasty. And then you find all this shit out and it's like my nasty, you know?
If he was... And I'm not talking about sex slave shit, having people tied up in basements and shit like that for days and stuff like that. But if he was being extremely sexual and sensual with someone who's of age, no one would give a fuck.
Right.
It's the fact that you are 30-some years old and you out here tying up 14, 15-year-old girls, fam. Like, that's disgusting.
What the fuck?
The toughest thing about the whole situation as far as, like, age and dynamic and stuff like that is me personally, like, when it first started hitting the thing and stuff like that, you know, it's a part of the culture. And I don't mean just music. I mean, like, urban. I mean, like,
everything.
The whole thing. It's American culture. Older men date younger women. Now, how much younger is a different thing. Mm-hmm. Now, no one gives a shit if a 25-year-old is dating somebody that's 50. No one gives a damn. It's actually kind of like whatever, you know. But... again, in perspective, when you're 14 years old, 15 years old, you're beyond influential, especially with some
older. Yeah, and that's the biggest problem is that, and what makes it most disgusting is that he says that's why he likes them, because he can mold them to be what he wants them to be.
I was overtraining females for sex when I was 18 years old. I ain't teaching nobody shit.
That's because if he did that shit to a woman his age, that bitch would fuck his ass up. That's why.
Exactly.
He kinda changes little girls.
Also, like, when me and Sean were watching this, Sean, my boyfriend, like, me and him were in, like, total agreement. If the people, the girls that he was doing this to, were, like, white little ass, 14,
oh, no,
hell
would have been dying in jail. Oh, hell would have broke loose.
He was super in jail.
Oh, hell would have broke loose.
But it's one of those things where black men and black, let me rephrase, young black boys and young black girls are identified as older, period. So if you got yourself a 14-year-old little black boy who's doing something, he is viewed as a grown-ass man, period.
Right.
Doesn't matter what you got going on.
Because if a little 14-year-old white boy come into crime, he's going to go to juvie. Yeah. A 14-year-old black boy come into crime, no, he has to be tried as an adult.
He's going to be tried as an adult. So it's the same exact thing. If the police kill a young black boy, then it's, they pull up pictures, he was a thug, he smoked weed when he's 15 and all this other kind of shit. But if it's, and so it's a part of the culture. Yeah. So if you take views of the culture and you pull it apart from that aspect, it's like, okay, how many times have you seen someone? I remember when I was in eighth grade. Chick was in my class. I can't remember her name, but she had a little body on her camera. Anyway, her boyfriend.
But you were the same age as her.
When we were the same age, her boyfriend would drop her off at school. What is the key word that I said there?
He drives.
He dropped her off at school, which means that he is old enough to drive a vehicle. Why are you dating a girl who's in the eighth grade?
That's crazy.
Her mother knew about it, and everybody else knew about it. Ain't nobody say nothing. It's a part of the culture. If I remember when I was in 10th grade, and you got girls in 10th grade, and old motherfuckers coming up there, picking them up and dropping them off and stuff like that at school. People date up and people date down. Again, for me, it's more so the spacing and the age. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't think nobody 25 years old need to be hovering around somebody's goddamn high school. Fam.
Hell no.
Go get you some college coochie. Because if you can't, that means you're a dumbass motherfucker. Yeah. You decided trying to scoop up whatever you can get going. And guess what? Females are going to be impressed. And I always say this shit. A young girl is going to be impressed by a nigga that's driving. Because a young motherfucker her age not driving. We got to take the bus to get to the mall. But he can come and pick you up. I don't stand a chance if we both 15 and he 22 years old. I don't stand a chance.
I don't know why, but like, I've never, like, when I was in high school, like, I remember in being in high school, and it's just like, I'm not, if I'm 16, I'm not dating no 20-year-old. Like, to me, it's just like, what the fuck are you seeing in me? Like, that's always how I view things. Now that I'm older, like, I'm 27, I don't mind dating somebody who's 30, 31, 32. That's not that bad. But when you're, like, a teenager, like, if you look at it in the context of, like, an 18-year-old dating a 14-year-old, that's a little weird. You know what I'm saying? 16-year-old dating an 18-year-old, not that bad. You know what I'm saying? Because you're talking about a sophomore, junior versus a senior. And if he got left back or started school late, it's like,
You're in a similar juncture in life.
Or a freshman in college, depending on how his birthday
was. I was a 17-year-old freshman in college. You know what I'm saying? For me, it's the junction in life. Where you at in life? You know what I'm saying? Where the fuck is a 25, 28, however old, R. Kelly, 29, 30 years old, where is he at in his lifetime as far as age and experience, and compared to someone who's 14 and 15, they can't relate?
The shit that she's into, he's not into.
Talk about his father, and that's it.
You know what I'm saying? Right. They're in different ranges. I right now, I'm 34 years old. I don't want to date nobody that's 19, 20 years old. I don't want to talk about the shit you talking about while you listen to fucking Tekashi 6ix9ine. I don't want to listen to this shit. Facts. I have nothing to talk to you about.
Right.
You're an idiot for still listening to him.
Whenever, because he's another pedophile, but you know his situation is different. But in the same,
I just don't like him because he's too fucking cocky.
I don't like because he loud and he can't rap. But that's a whole other thing. I'm hip hop screaming. But outside of the fact, you know what I'm saying? I can't relate to you, and if I can't relate to you, what the fuck? My mind has developed so much further than what your experience on life that there's no, I can't. So why would I do it to myself?
Right.
It's
pointless. What are y'all talking about? What do you guys have in common?
Nothing.
R. Kelly wasn't doing nothing. He was just peeing on bitches.
Right. That's completely different. Like, I feel like the age gap is not much of a big deal for me. Like, when I was 13, I dated a 21-year-old. But I always felt it's because everybody always knew that I was a lot older than what I was.
Mentally.
And then, like, that person was, like, that person liked everything. Because I would only hang around with people that age. My family, like, I never had, like, close, like, younger cousins. So it was always somebody older or somebody's mega fucking young. So I was always used to that. So I was always used to being around the parents and, like, being a little bit older than what I was. So it wasn't a big deal. But, like, that was, like, not having sex. Like, I was in a relationship, but I was, like, not having intercourse with that person, whatever. I think it's a little bit different. But when you're 13, like when I was 13, I thought I was the shit. And that's how these people manipulate these little kids. Mm-hmm. They be like, oh, you be with me, I would have mad, like, you know, like this and that.
First of all, it's R. Kelly. Like,
right, they probably like
these kids used to like love him.
That's
the moment that the opportunity came up. Of course they was jumping on that shit.
They do it for regular people.
And it's not their fault, but it's Kelly's fault for fucking feeding into that. He knew that he could get anybody.
I honestly don't think it's R. Kelly's fault.
What you mean?
I mean, I think he's sick. He is sick in the head.
Yeah, that is the fault.
But he had a lot of enablers around.
Exactly. I think it's primarily the fault of everyone else around him.
Of course.
Who got him these girls.
Of course.
Who were the bodyguards to these girls.
But he did have a lot of girls getting these other girls.
Again.
And he'd be like, you got some girls. And the girls are obviously going to find girls their age. Because that's the only girls they know.
I understand. But the adults in the room.
For me, that's known.
You gotta think about, like, if you were a person who was raised in the ghetto and finally got a job with R. Kelly, if he tells you to do something, you gotta fucking do that shit. Some people don't have morals. A lot of those people back then,
I'm definitely not defending them because they are definitely at fault in this. But a lot of them, the money, the fucking position they were in, mm-hmm. out of fear. Like, he was really like, he thought he was God.
I just think everybody.
He still thinks he's God.
He everybody does still think he's God.
Pew, pew, everybody got to die. Period. Not for like, nothing, period.
Not for nothing. They are all extremely wrong, but it's perfectly true what Abby's saying. Like, think about us at our jobs, how we bust our ass trying to, like, prove ourselves. And we have regular schmo Joe jobs. We can't pay all our motherfucking bills. Imagine if R. Kelly is probably paying you God knows how much money to do whatever the fuck he wants.
I mean, yeah.
And then you find out, oh, the bodyguard that was sleeping with so-and-so went missing. What the fuck are you going to do? Mm-hmm. Let's do whatever the fuck he says. Not for nothing, though, I would have found a way to get around that shit.
That's what I'm saying.
I wrote a little note. Like, this is what's happening.
You know, I mean, okay, yes.
Right.
I think maybe we could all agree that they were all in, like, their backs were against the wall. Yeah. Like, they were all in a fucked-up ass position.
I guess.
Or whatever, because they just wanted to make their money and feed their families, right? Yeah, let's say that. But still, I'm sorry, still.
They should have told somebody, yo, investigate this shit right here, because this shit ain't right.
Like, it just ain't right. If
motherfuckers around you, you can control broke people. That's the reason why
absolutely.
Motherfuckers with money are not easily manipulated, because I got what you got.
Right.
I have what you have. What are you talking about?
I feel like back then there was more people shutting up about things.
Oh, wow.
Whereas this, they're too vocal, but... You know, there's
absolutely. Right. I think they chose the right time to put out this documentary, like with the whole Me Too movement and just like women empowerment and all these different movements growing and growing, growing. I think like this, they chose the right time to do this. Mm-hmm. Even though, I mean,
I still think that it's not going to change some people's minds. I think it does affect a lot how a lot of people view him, but. Like,
my thing with this documentary, I feel like other people are going to put more focus into it. And now, people that have been missing, they're going to start looking for them. Because he's still doing it to this day.
What? Wasn't it like, what, 2 years ago?
2 years? Yes. Yeah. He's still doing it to this day.
Yeah.
He got away with it. That's
like, I feel like now more eyes are going to be open.
But the difference between those girls now is that they're of age. So, regardless of what?
It doesn't matter. Just because you're of age, it's okay to you to... Like, he's locking these women up. Mm-hmm. He's keeping them from their family.
Listen, I get it, and I completely agree. But when everything came out 2 years ago, when everything came out, and, like, I think this girl's parents were just like, I haven't seen my daughter in 2 years. She, you know, like, he's keeping her there, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. Then all the news outlets were covering it. 2 days later, all of a sudden, like, she was walking the mall by herself.
Of course.
Or, like, and I understand that. You know what I'm saying? And obviously, there's this, like, what is it that they call it? Like, this Stockholm syndrome with people who are abused and, you know, like, emotionally, mentally, whatever the case may be. Obviously, that's what the fuck is going on, especially if he's had them for a long-ass fucking time. But with that being said, it's like a battered woman. You call the police, and a neighbor could call the police 5 million times, but the police can't do shit if she don't want to help her fucking self.
Absolutely.
Now, if it was a minor, easy as hell. Remove that little bitch from his fucking house. There's nothing that he could do.
You don't think he's still trying to hit on younger girls?
Absolutely. All right,
so then.
He's definitely still hitting on little girls.
Absolutely, but do we have proof?
They'll open more eyes will be open to it.
My only thing is because, you know, I'm a devil's advocate kind of person. I see the duality and the multiple layers of everything. Hey, this is a good time for it to come out. I totally agree about that. Problem is about it coming out now is that, you know, I used to work in mental health field, and I already know, like, over time, like, we already know that they're trying to make a whole diagnosis for pedophilia to make it legal.
That's crazy.
So with that being, and this is something they've been working on for years now. They're trying to make it a part of that
LGBT.
They're trying to make it a real diagnosis, because if you think back, homosexuality was considered a mental health issue. You like the same sex, something is mentally wrong with you. That was the point that they made back then. Mm-hmm. And now today, it's something that's very, very beyond acceptable. No problem. You like who you like. That's where they're going with that part. Oh, pedophilia. I can't help it that I'm attracted to children. No, you a sick motherfucker. To a normal person, you a sick bastard. What the hell you want to have sex with children for?
So, but my thing with that is, are they trying to make it okay to date younger kids. Yes. That's fucking disgusting.
That's what that's where the push is. Nasty. That's where the push is. Of course, I've watched like every single Hidden Colors film. I believe it was the second one where Dr. Umar Johnson said that they're going to try and make a push to make this a legal thing. And this was years ago. And I've been following this shit for years. One of the troubling things that happens when you open up the door of saying that this is okay, you now have to now say that pretty much everything's okay. Mm-hmm. When you take boundaries off things, everything becomes an open field. So who are you to tell me that I wasn't born this way? Mm-hmm. Who are you to tell me that what I'm doing is wrong when everybody else is right? So that's the duality of the whole entire thing. They're going to make a push to make pedophilia a real thing. Not. That's so
a mental disability, a mental disorder?
They're trying to add it to like the LGBT community.
Yeah, they're going to be at the very end of it.
Yes, but
I'm sorry. That's
it's a sexual preference.
No. Because regular sexual preferences are illegal. If a 12-year-old girl is dating a 20-year-old woman, essentially you can still take them to jail and be like, this, you know, this person is, what you call that shit?
For pedophilia. But the thing is, again, if they're saying, the aim that they're going for is saying, this 36-year-old man can't help the fact that he's attracted to young girls. Because
so then take a motherfucking pill, check yourself into a fucking hospital.
But again, like I just said a second ago, they did the same, they had the same exact take on homosexuality in the 70s and 80s. They diagnosed it as a mental health disorder.
No, so, but it's two completely different. They better keep that shit the way it is now. But that's crazy.
What I'm saying. I'm just being honest.
No, I know, but like that's insane.
It makes it a tougher pill to swallow. You know, you got a person, you know, y'all seen a video of a dude, oh, sorry, the lady, I don't know what to call it.
I'm the very, very
big one, and the white guy with the blonde hair, and he was
okay,
in the thing. You call me sir. No, it was a video clip of him in the store. You call me sir, I'm ma'am, yada yada. He's mad aggressive, mad big, and stuff like that.
But there's, he's made the full change already?
No, he just had on a wig and was carrying
a
pink purse.
So he can't say shit like
but
that.
But this is the thing. This is the way that it's working. Again, I'm a person where you can do whatever the fuck you want to do. Your life, you got one life to live. I can't make no choices or decisions for nobody. Whatever you want to do is going to make your 50, 60, 80, 90 years here on earth happy. Do that shit. But on the other end, how people accept it and stuff like that is completely different. You know what I'm saying? He's standing back there threatening to fight the cashier for calling him sir. But he's making a transition for transgender. Again, the whole entire community have to be very, very, like, for those people who are part of the LGBT community, they have to be very boisterous about the fact that they don't want that P put at the end of the shit, because that's what the push is going to be. So then people like R. Kelly in the year, whatever, what year are we in? 2019? In the year 2022? 23? When they add the P, he can be the front runner. Yep. Oh, nothing's wrong with it. It's perfectly whatever.
I don't even.
There
listen.
Was an actual doll that was made for pedophilia.
It was a small doll.
I think it was like from the age of 7 to 10.
Not
it was
for
like
nothing.
A small person.
That is disgusting.
For people who are into
that's
it.
Disgusting.
Like, I don't even want to have
however,
this conversation.
However,
like,
no.
Are you uncomfortable
we
yet?
Shouldn't, but it is disgusting. But think about it. At least. I think that you can't sit there and say it's okay because you know that there are people out there that are pedophiles that are trying to do better, just like people are in Alcoholics Anonymous. You know, people go to programs, get help, get a fucking doll if you have to get a doll, but they stay away from children. Like, what? One time is enough for them to realize, yo, this shit is crazy. This is wrong. I went to jail for this. I need help. Like, you need to know that you need help and get yourself help.
My struggle with homosexuality, I think, is the fact that who the fuck says that the little child that you are attracted to says that it's okay with them? That's my only part of
right,
it.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, you're attracted to small children. What if this fucking 9-year-old don't want you touching him or her?
Not only that, they don't know. Listen, their frontal cortex, where they make good decisions, is not fully developed yet. Yeah. So they cannot say, I'm okay with this.
Yeah.
Right.
And technically, they are still under major decisions go through their fucking parents.
Yeah.
Now, if their parents say it's okay, they need to be fucking locked up.
You know, some cultures, you know,
burn in jail.
Somebody's daughter at 12 years old, but that's not our culture. So it's one of those things.
That's exactly what I was reading about here.
You know, certain parts is not.
It used
our
to be
culture.
The norm back in the day.
Yeah. to marry young.
Yeah.
But then again, at least
there was two young people getting married back in the day. Or at least two very young people close in age.
Life expectancy was different back then.
It was about finances back in those days.
It was, but marriage is always about finances. It's always about the gains of finances. But it was different because a person wasn't expecting to live past 50-some years old at some point in time. You know what I'm saying? Disease, infections, that shit knocked my folks off quick. So they married early because you live faster. It's a different day and time. We're not dying young no more.
Y'all sick fucks need to get it together.
I just think that primarily you. People who have that type of infliction where they're attracted to young people and stuff like that, a person who doesn't will never understand it. Like I just mentioned, I couldn't date somebody who's 18, 19 years old because I just don't feel like I can relate to them. I literally talk to people who are younger than me, like I'm like their parent or their big brother, or they like I'm always trying to educate. I always speak from an educational disposition whenever I'm around somebody. I got a coworker; he's 23 years old. He called me Batman because you know he's supposed to be Robin. You know what I'm saying? But whenever I talk to him, it's a flow of knowledge. And when I talk to my young coworkers or women, it's a flow of knowledge. I can't talk to people who's younger than me with like, yeah, you know, so
mutual respect.
Right.
Because you know. I just can't. It's weird to me.
Yeah.
I had a coworker who used to flirt with me. She's a massage therapist. Like I'm a massage therapist. She was 20. I couldn't do it. She's like, but I'm attracted to older men. I'm like, that's cool.
But I got
mad kids and a lot of responsibility. Our lives on different paths.
Yeah.
You know? I don't do what you do and I'm not into the shit that you into.
Because you date a 20-year-old and when you got your kids for the weekend, I want to go to a party. Well, bitch, I'm a grown-ass man.
Massive responsibilities.
And it's not fair for you to say, like, yeah, let's do this because you're literally robbing them of their youth because they need to blossom the way you blossom and you can't be part of that. You just can't be.
That's why I can't date down like that. You know what I'm saying? Not date down, but it's hard for me to date someone who's that much younger than me now. I'm 34 years old. I'll date somebody who's 25. That's peace. That's peace. You know what I'm saying? I'll probably do the hokey pokey with somebody who's 21, but I can't take them serious. It's a realistic thing. I'm just being realistic.
I mean, at least you're being honest.
Yeah, I mean.
And technically, they're still grown. Right. Like, they're out of college at 21.
Yeah, do the hokey pokey with you, but I can't really kick it with you. You know, let me, you know, be
it just sounds crazy, like, oh, I'm fucking a nigga that's 15 years older than me. Like, whoa, bitch. Sit your ass down. Go over there. Whatever you got, I don't want that shit rubbing off.
Whatever you got, I don't want that shit rubbing off.
Because, you know, the toughest thing is remember how old people is when I do have sex with them. But I want to say when I was 30, because I've been there, I feel, for... So about 31-ish, I had sex with a young lady who was 22, and I felt old as shit.
Oh, damn.
I was like, damn, yo, she mad,
so y'all. Question, because you're the only dude in this room. Let's say if you see somebody that's young, and you might not even be attracted to them just because they probably look young. Do you, like, ask them to show you, like, ID? Like, if they'd be like, oh, I'm 22. But you're like, bitch, you look like you're 17. Let me see ID. Do you ask for, like, identification or anything?
I've never been in that position because, A, I don't try to bag nothing at all. If I do, it's very weird. Because I'm so set in my ways, like, I have sex with people who I've been having sex with if I'm having sex with somebody.
So you're just recycling pussy?
Hell yes.
You're
yes.
not
yes.
bringing adding to no. your number or nothing?
No. For what?
Why? So he can wind up with like a 20-something-year-old that has no idea what the fuck they're doing?
So I can end up with somebody else who don't know my whole backstory, don't understand that I don't want no motherfucking kids? I need people that know me. I need people that know me. I can't be out here trying to bag some new just off the strength of and stuff like that. Nah. Plus, I don't got a game like that. I don't got time to be fucking around nobody.
This nigga said I don't got game like
Nigga.
That.
Niggas who say they don't got game got hella games.
I'm retired, first of all. And
I'm retired.
And two, and oh no, but on some real shit, I tell people all the time, I don't got game. I have the ability to converse. I know how to talk to people. The problem about running game is that you're trying to set people up with a fabricated lie, and I ain't got time for that shit.
That's not necessarily
my name
true.
My name is Travelle, okay? I'm this old, okay? I got these many kids, okay?
That's not necessarily true.
Why are you saying it's not true, though?
Because sometimes niggas know, like, they have a legit charm. Like, you trying to run game on somebody doesn't necessarily mean that you're lying to
them. I can't help it, I'm charismatic.
But that's what I'm saying. Some people who know that use that, right, use that to their advantage. Just like, okay, I'm a funny nigga. Just like, like, I'm not ugly. That's funny. I know I might be able to pull this bit, this little bitch. You know what I'm saying? And it's just because you funny. Like, you know what she like. Whatever.
I tell people there's a difference.
Game is game. Game is getting somebody who you might not have otherwise, or who the next person might not be able to get.
I say it like this. I don't run game, A. Okay. And I'm gonna say this. I don't run game because I don't have any. That's just not how I work. And me, I don't flirt. I'm straightforward. I'm not gonna sit here and beat around the bush with you about some shit. About some, you know why I'm here.
You're like, you know why I'm here.
So I'm not gonna sit here and make it seem like, you know, I'm just smiling in your face just because. You know what I'm saying? This is some real shit. You know, for a long ass time, I haven't talked to women with the intent on trying to bag them, because for what?
All right, but so ladies, we're talking about a guy having game, right? Do y'all have game?
Crystal got mad game.
Oh shit! I'm bro. Well, because Crystal is y'all lesbians, and Crystal is
y'all
like,
lesbians.
I'm a lesbian.
The guy.
She said, "I'm a lesbian." Me, over here.
I am lesbian.
So fabricated, I think it's past the
honestly, I don't think at all that I got game.
She does.
Like,
it.
I'm literally she the most oblivious person in the world. Like, somebody could be flirting with me for a month, 2 months straight, and I'll be like, oh, hey, how are you? Because I just think, like, I'm just so nice to everyone that I just assume everyone is being nice back to me. Mm-hmm. So I literally have zero game. Like, I don't know it. Like, you gotta be like, yo, literally, what's up with you?
You know
me? For
what's
me to
funny.
Actually be like, oh, he wants to know what's up with me.
Right.
Like, no, I just, she had to, like, tell me, I like you. Before I was actually like, oh my God, I was flirting this whole time. I knew it.
Are you fucking stupid. Like, Brian used to tell me, like, yo, you know he wants to fuck. I'm like, no, he don't. He just, no. I'm like, yo, you think everybody is trying to fuck. Like, that is not, yes, it is. I'm like, all right.
But
like,
truth be told, they are.
I know.
Let's be real. She's like, I thought that after I had to warn Amanda. And she's like, nah, I'm like, are
but
you
not all of them. Not all of them. Not all of them.
I would say this. 9 times out of 10, high percentage. Most men are looking for no female friend. And if they got a female friend, it's because they was either trying to bone and couldn't, or they boy, somebody that's close to them was already boning, so they kind of had to eat it. And it's just like, guys, that's my peoples, because they don't want to step on the feet of the homies that's close to them. But other than that, it's not even close. It's not even close. I got a lot of female friends, and a lot of female friends I have not had sex with, and that's cool with me. But then again, I've never been a person who's been pressed to get pussy.
That's always my rebuttal. Because she's like, oh, all the niggas want. Okay, so are your female friends, are you trying to fuck them? No. Okay, so they're not all niggas. What the fuck?
That's true. He has pretty female friends.
Yeah.
Like, you see, like, I'm not one of the ones that thinks that, like, guys and girls, like, can't have, like, a platonic friendship. Like, my boyfriend's best friend is a girl, and she's pretty as fuck. Period. I have a guy friend that I've been best friends with him since high school.
Yep.
Since high school, you know what I'm saying? And we have never had sex. At the beginning, they he'd be like, yo, Flo, what's up?
At the beginning, he definitely liked you, though.
No, of course.
So that's how it started.
Yeah, but it was more so like...
When you end up in that prison, you know?
It was more so, one, I never looked at him beyond anything.
Of course, but that's not... That was never the argument. The argument is that they do.
He had to accept his role, right. And that's kind of what it is. It's like,
yeah, but
y'all want
it's still 9 out of 10 times he tried to flirt with you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, yeah, like, he tried to flirt, but we're talking about, like, flirting is different from I want to bang you. That was never the situation between and my best friend
that's
at all.
True.
Okay. Was he like, I really like you? Yes, you know, but we were like freshmen in high school. It's like there was no banging. Mm-hmm. Period.
Right.
Do you like me? Oh, that's nice.
Thank you very much.
About third period, are you gonna buy me the sandwich though? Cause you know what I'm saying.
I'm fucking done.
It's true.
No, but like, look at me and Sebastian. Like, that's my best friend, but at no point has he ever tried to get with me. Yeah. At none.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I had a weird.
No, because he easy. Yes. That's why because me and him became super cool because he was talking to somebody that was super cool to me. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, he loved that person, so I was kind of like more family. Of like, you know the
buffer. Cool.
Yeah, there you go. So me and him became super cool that way, and then we just became closer and closer and closer. But there was never a point that I felt like he was attracted to me or the other way around. Like, no point.
But women hold all keys in that situation, because I tell this to anybody. I don't give a shit how cool you think this male friend is with you and how much nobody will try to let you offer him some pussy.
Yep.
Preach. That's any nigga.
Any dude
will take whatever pussy he's given.
So motherfuckers be like, yo, how cool
I think the only one they will take is obviously like mom or a relative, and that doesn't include white people, because you know they into that shit.
But you know, feel me? It's one of those things. It's like, I tell people all the time, like, I got a lot of female friends and a lot of females that I hang around with, I'm cool with, I've never had sex with. You know what I'm saying?
But there's a lot that you have had sex with. Oh, my
God. Not really. Nothing is as bad as people think it is, man. I'm trying to tell y'all. But outside of that, you know what I'm saying? If people be like, hey, do you want some pussy? I'd be like, how easy is pussy? Because if it's too easy, I don't want. You know what I'm saying? I gotta understand. Ease me into this. I'm dead serious. I let a woman talk themselves out of some dick any minute. So, just keep on talking. Oh man, I don't want none of that pussy, man. You're just doing too much. I will turn it down because I'm like I said before, I'm not pressed to have sex. I haven't been pressed to have sex since I was fucking 18 years old. Like, it's just it's like okay, cool. You jump in, like, okay, yay, I'm having sex, and after a while you perfect your stroke, and then after you perfect your stroke, it's like, okay, well, you know.
No. I used to play games depending on the guy.
I used to have game.
Nigga, I used to have hella game. We went to
a bar. Everybody said they used to have game.
I was about to say
a relationship
never had game.
But that doesn't mean that your game is off. My game is not off just because I'm in a relationship.
Bitch, you ain't paid me all the way the fuck turn to No, because I haven't tried to run game. Right. You feel me? So
you don't ask women to know either, bitch.
Ooh,
women don't want to try to run game.
Before there's some slapping.
If you ever think about going gay, don't do it.
Oh, trust me, I'm good on that. I'm good on that.
I've always said if I could go straight, I would in a heartbeat.
It's just a lot easier. I was a player. I used to play hard to get.
You used to play hard
to get. If I knew he was just like. Dating this one and that one and everybody, I used to like play part together.
You're right, because you want to be a
because I feel like you're not gonna play.
Gotta make them earn it.
At least I used to put on hello.
Yeah, I'm Alicia. Hello, we grew up listening to Alicia's stories, yo.
What?
Yes, her big ass titties.
I mean, I think that you never stop having game. I just think that, you know, it's
put on yourself.
You're using it different ways. Because I'm pretty sure that when you see that there's a guy at the register, you can get a damn discount. You're going to be like, hi, good morning, hi, good afternoon, how are you?
But that's innocent, though.
It's innocent, but you're using it.
I don't be pursuing shit.
Listen, I got my license because I was flirting with a white old man. And that's the only reason I passed for my license.
Bitch, you don't need to be on the road.
Sorry for parking. I hit a code. But, like,
I'm home. Wait. I hate when people be like, oh my gosh, I don't know how to parallel park. How did you get your license? There you go. That has to be it. You know how many people be like, yo, can you park this for me? I'll be like, fam, why don't you know how to park?
Oh, I know how to park. I'm not that serious. I know how to park.
My driver hated me. I know how to park.
I don't know how to park on the left hand side.
That's
true. I know how to park. The only thing that I had my problem was when I did my driving test was I only used one hand. He was like,
what?
You in the fucking rap video? I'm like, I'm sorry.
I pulled up at the stop sign like this.
So put it way out of my car. See, all the way back, like, fuck you, me, my guy. Alright, so question, right?
You're definitely off topic.
Right. Now that we're in the conversation of
not talking about pedophiles.
Yeah, because I'm way over that. You know, I'm into grown-up sex out here, okay? So, so question. Do you guys care if your significant other masturbates when you're not around?
No. I just want to watch.
I don't.
When you're not around.
You don't mind.
Watch. Yeah. Send me some pictures.
You guys?
You mind? You don't mind?
Don't be lying. Y'all keep it 1,000.
She will, honestly, she won't even ask.
You? Do you?
I don't ask. Mind.
That's not my business.
Do I mind? Hell no.
I don't mind, but I'd be like,
go ahead.
I don't want to know.
Especially if I had a long day, I'd be like, just go ahead.
Right, like.
Do you? You want to ask for what?
Hold on to the ball. Go ahead. Do what you gotta do. Go ahead.
Like, I mean, I don't mind if I'm not there. Right. But like, let's say, like, if I'm sleeping right next to you and you there just like beating your meat. It's just like,
what the fuck are you doing?
Fuck, what is going on right here in my bed, in my sheet that I'm not a part of?
But what if you're asleep?
She can motherfucker, you can't wake me up.
Exactly.
I woke up.
You want your hand falling in my
mad the whole day.
Listen, when I work the next morning and I gotta get up at 5 o'clock and you wake me up at 4:45, I'm going to be mad.
I'm gonna fuck you up.
I am going to be pissed.
I asked somebody to get mad at me and I stopped doing it. And then they got the, but why you ain't never, cause you, I woke your ass up one time. You complained about that shit for 2-3 days in a row. So you know what?
I'll be like, doing it at 2 in the morning where I can have enough time to sleep. A little bit more.
Don't wake me up. Don't wake me up.
Don't wake me up at any time. I made it before my alarm goes off. Wake me up, bitch.
I don't care. Yeah, I don't care. Let's get it on.
You don't have to wake up anyways. You just
lay there.
I want to feel what's happening.
Just lay there. See,
bitch, I don't know what type of sex you have.
For guys,
niggas fucking a corpse,
right? Just lay there. There's no way you can sleep during sex.
Like, I've never been the type that could just like, go ahead, do your thing. Like,
yeah, no.
Like, I need to be into it. Like,
no, like when. Go ahead. You start rubbing a little
go
sign.
Go ahead, go ahead, do your thing. Go ahead.
Lift up your butt. Okay. Arch your back. That's what happened.
I'm done.
I just don't want to have to ask for it. That's my only thing. Like,
facts.
I don't want to ask for it.
You don't want to ask to masturbate?
No, I'm going to ask for sex. Like, in general. Like, you're saying, like, wake somebody up and stuff like that. Okay, cool. You try that every once in a while.
Because that rejection is real,
though. You know what I'm saying? It is.
If they go to sleep, like, damn, what the fuck am I? Now I look like a fucking pervert.
Good segue. So let's say your man or girl, whatever your preference is, they like have like a really high sex drive and they want to have sex all the fucking time and you're tired, you're still gonna be like okay? If there's ever a time that you don't want to have sex, you're still gonna say okay?
No, of course not. I mean, like, if you don't want to have sex, I don't think you should just because, oh, I don't want you to get mad. Fuck out of here.
Okay, so at that point, do you mind if they go masturbate?
I want you to go do whatever you're going to do.
I mean, I guess. You can't, like, you have to have sex right now as I'm sleeping?
You guys keep talking about sleeping. It's not about only sleeping. It's not only sleeping. It's just in general. If you're super tired, you don't want to have sex, you're not in the mood, and the dude is like, yo, I'm fucking horny, it's a dick hard as hell. And it's like, I really don't want to. What are you doing?
Tell me what's your chest.
Go bang.
Oh, what are you talking? Go masturbate. I don't care.
I mean, I guess, yeah. I mean, that's just never happened to me before. So, I mean, I don't know. I think it would be weird, like, me knowing, like, oh, I don't want to have sex. Go in the other room. Go masturbate. And me, like,
No.
That, to me, is weird.
It's weird to you that your dude's masturbating?
It's weird it's because weird. She's
she
like,
knows. Because I know
it's sex. Yeah, but if you don't want to.
Masturbate is always, relate. Like, in secret.
Yeah, you can't relate.
They don't understand that because they've never been in that situation. Like, me, if I'm motherfucking tired, and you gonna fuck with me, we gonna fight. We fighting.
I'll be too tired.
We fighting? Or you gonna get mad at me because I'm gonna be like, excuse the fuck out of me. I'm going to sleep.
Listen, I've been in that boat.
That's why I don't care. Do what you gotta do.
I'm sleepy boat.
Do what you gotta do.
You can't be mad at the person if they go and masturbate because you don't want to have sex. You can't be mad at them.
You can't.
But I'm not saying that I would be mad. I think it would be weird.
It just like, can't be often.
I'm not gonna be mad that's at you, right? Just be
I get, oh, you're not in the mood right now? That's peace.
But if you say no to me every single time, but if you're not in the mood
today, tomorrow, okay, but then you're not in the mood again, and you're not in the mood again, and okay, so it's either you giving this pussy to somebody else, that's why you're always tired, or you need to go and get a teammate that you can tag in, that you ain't got no problem with me plowing down, because at some point in time, somebody gotta get up on his dick. I don't got time.
Whether it's Pam, I want
masturbation is great. It gets the job done. Plus, I ain't got to worry about a multiple two things. I ain't got to worry about pleasing your ass. I can finish it for 2 to 3 minutes and be finished. And the cleanup is pretty quick.
And you ain't got to be worried. You ain't got to worry about nobody getting pregnant.
No, none of the other kind
pregnant.
Of
pregnant.
But on the other end, no. Sometimes you want some, you know.
Of course.
If I can't take it to Pound Town tonight, when are we taking this trip to Pound Town?
Right, 2.5-3 weeks. Yeah, like when people be saying that they would be having sex for like months, I'd be like, oh, you're in a relationship?
Yeah.
Like,
ooh, I'm not doing this.
Why are you not I personally feel like we don't have sex for 2 weeks.
That was like 3 weeks.
Like, why?
This relationship is pretty
much over. You basically telling me we broke up.
We basically told me this relationship over. How we go this long with no sex?
But, like, on the other side, I'd rather you tell me you don't want to have sex than have sex with me and fake it. Because I don't like that shit. Sometimes I've been in that position where I have to fake it just to please the other person because I'm a pleaser. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to say no to somebody and then
say no.
No, it's just insecurities. Like, you don't want to say no to them and then, God forbid, they run off to somebody else and go have sex just because you ain't want. Some people are like that. Once you say no, they be running to the next bitch.
Then you don't need to be with that person.
But what I'm saying, when I was younger, I'd rather you tell me that you don't want to have sex than to sit there and be like, yeah, And I'm like, this girl, bye.
This bye. That shit is trash. Like, if you can't get into it, who wants to have sex with somebody who can't get into it?
You're basically having sex yourself, so might as well masturbate.
Exactly. Exactly.
Use your vagina to masturbate real quick, and then, you know, it's going to be, you know, get up on me.
Yeah, it makes no sense. It's like you're helping a dead body. Like, you don't want that, like, at all.
It's just for me. It needs to be interactive. If it's not interactive, I don't want no parts about the shit because I'm not me.
All right, so one more question because we're about to it's about to be over soon. Right. So one more question: who here watches porn?
I do.
I'm not a fan.
She doesn't.
Really?
I'm not a fan.
So everybody except Amanda likes to watch. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I think that's why she's had somebody who's willing to help her, whatever. Well, I need porn.
And two, I just like, I honestly think it's so weird. It's like you sit there and like, I've literally tried to watch all, like, well, not, probably not all.
Probably not.
But a lot of different types. Like,
listen, you gotta go through a lot. You gotta go through a lot to find the right
person. Right. Like, men and women just clearly, like, never. Like, I tried for so long and I was like, I really enjoy the bitch because it don't look like it.
Is it
like, even like quick. Lesbian porn is like it takes too long for something to happen.
You start skipping.
Like, it's just no. I don't.
Please.
So wait, but do you masturbate?
I'm dyslexic.
Literally, like if I ever like whenever I have, literally it's like just like shit in my brain.
Oh, but you hit the highlight.
And
right.
That's another thing. It's just like
gotta hit the highlight.
Ew.
Like, nah, I'm watching something while trying to do something. Like, nah.
So, yeah.
I don't got good hand-eye coordination.
Early enough said, ew.
What are you talking about?
Master, man. Yo, all right. So, besides you.
Yes. Don't ask me about watch porn. Yes. I've been watching porn for a really long, long time.
Okay, what's your favorite type of porn?
Category.
What's your favorite category?
One. Your top.
There gotta be a go-to.
What's the last one you saw, nigga?
I can't necessarily go to. The last one I saw, it depends. I'm more so, not necessarily a type, I'm more so an actress.
Okay.
So, like, I have.
Like, you want the movie, like, two.
Oh,
no,
he's like,
every girl specific payment.
Like, Honey Gold, or different females like that. It's like, I wanna see her.
Okay.
In comparison to, you know. Now, do I have a type? Now, of course, Ebony, anything with a whole bunch of huge ass in it. I'm not a big fan of the orgies because there's just too many moving parts.
Right,
yeah.
I don't want to see no. I love me some BBWs. You know me. I'm here for fluff. But outside that, I like to be a plush pound.
plush pound.
But honestly, it all depends on the mood that I'm in. Depends on what I feel like watching and stuff like that. I'd be a lot of head horny. So, you know, it's like trying to get a head video in real quick. 3 minutes dial.
Are you into virtual reality?
I've never really
got into it. Like the anime porn and the virtual reality porn. I never really got into it.
Like, what did they do to Elmo?
I don't know.
Wait. I might be
what did they do with the princess?
Stop! I might be saying the wrong one. I'm saying like the one where it's like,
oh, like goblin.
Yeah, but it's like the like it's whatever like type that you is, you're the person. Like you don't see the other person. Like,
oh,
like
I've never tried that.
I've never tried it.
Yeah.
Now would I try if someone got the money for the equipment?
No.
I cannot.
Like poems,
no, like there are certain porn where.
It's interactive porn. Where I can type in.
No.
It's like all you see is like one person.
All
like
you see is the camera one view.
Yeah, first player
like view. Like if you're the other person.
Nah. Yes, a first player view. Now, again, I have not done that. But I do it again. Somebody hooked me up with someone hooked me. But they have what they call a POV view or the palm view. Certain views that they do is the gonzo view. The gonzo view is basically the camera.
That's the one I'm talking about. So that's the one.
I don't got a problem with no gonzo view. You know what I'm saying? As long as you watch some asses clap. You know,
Wait. So that's just like on that person's perspective?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like that.
Just that
I
one.
I need to see their faces. It's weird. I need to see their facial expression.
But I think the idea of that is so that you could feel like you're in that person's face.
You know,
have you seen those?
For me,
no. I've never really got into them either.
What's your favorite, Abby?
My favorite. You asking all the questions. Personal questions.
Spill it.
Taking a little long hair.
Well, mine really is. I do like lesbian porn, but it's more because I like the visual of getting like the pussy ate. And with guys, it's too much sucking dick and this and that. I like seeing the pussy get, like, pussy eating.
Okay.
Now, you know? This weird? Because I know a lot of
But, like, I look women, for, like, guy ones, too. Thing, like, guy
A lot of straight women say they like lesbian porn, and I like straight porn. Because I like to see the dominance in the guy fucking the girl. Because I can picture myself doing it. But, like, yo, she's always asked me that. Like, oh, you don't watch lesbian porn? I'm like, no, I don't. Because I really don't. Like, I don't get turned off by that shit. For some reason, I don't get turned on by it. But when I see a guy taking, like, control, I feel like I'm him. It's not necessarily like, ooh, that guy's taking control of me. No. I'm in fucking control.
Yeah, like,
that's why I like to see their faces, like submissive and how, like, he's the man.
You see yourself as the guy.
Right.
Rather as, you know, people who don't necessarily like.
I can only watch lesbian porn if it's Spanish people. And it's very hard to find a good Spanish video. I mean, a lesbian porn with Spanish girls. Because I feel like they're all white
Spanish
or black.
Girls?
Yeah.
Alicia? The black lesbian ones is my favorite. Because they be going in.
They be doing the thing, right?
They be going in.
I just be, you know, watching.
I try. I'm just, you know, watching. You, Alex?
I just feel like lesbian is a lot of...
Yeah, the vagina. Exactly. Exactly.
In that thing.
What I don't like is the whole fake... porno, like, you know, they're acting.
Yeah.
There is this website where you see like real sex, like somebody's doing it, not knowing that somebody else is recording them. It's rough porno.
It's like, send me the site.
Somebody under the street, under the bridge, they don't know.
I get what you're saying.
I don't like
saying like candid
porno.
Like the candid. I get what you're saying. I get it.
Acting is more like fake. She's doing it. They cut
because
the guy went to get.
Yeah, like it'd be mad extra.
Okay.
Like that's big and you still didn't come out on.
Right. Or oh my gosh, when like you see them having sex and that shit is dry as hell. It's like, oh, I know that shit hurt.
And she's screaming
and
looking like she's talking to someone.
Please pause this and put some lube in there because this shit looks dry as fuck.
I can't do
like, that shit look nasty.
I'm used to joints being sopping in real life and then like, enjoying that shit. But technically, no. But if they porn has rules, and I know this sounds weird and shit like that, because you know, like, oh, they fucking spitting in people's faces, but there's rules and stuff like that. There are technically rules where they try to not have like vaginal secretion and stuff that. Like, it's certain rules, certain things. Like, they tried to pass a law a couple years ago that, you know, if you film in LA, if you film in California, you have to use a condom. That's the reason why you see
Would
you see more people popping up now on the East Coast because now they can have sex raw over here when they try to pass the law over there. So it's a lot of different things that's going on. You know what I'm saying?
All right, well.
Porno connoisseur.
All right, y'all. Well, tonight was a fun-filled, exciting episode. I hope everybody enjoys it. Please go to Spotify. Follow the link on Flo and my IG. And, yeah, follow, subscribe, And we'll catch you on another one. Thanks again, everybody, for coming.
Thanks for listening.
Bye, y'all.
Yeah.
I'm the worst at fucking hanging this shit up.